Back tits twisted around a ceiling fan. What episode is this? Number 34? Are we live?
In every single country.
City. In every city in the world.
This isn't actually live.
Even Mumbai.
Mumbai is a city?
Oh, yeah.
It's in India.
This is geography.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Dude, you gotta be careful.
You have to be more careful, dude.
Oh my god, dude. I was
ready.
You fucking were going at me, so I went defense mode.
Yeah, you can't go defense mode with this equipment here, dude.
Luckily,
you have to let it happen.
It didn't get any of the equipment, it just missed it.
I think it got the headphone.
It did. Oh, it did. I can see a droplet on the soundboard.
Yeah, it's starting to fucking fizz
up. It's starting to eat into
steam
it.
In
it's
it.
Eating into it. Episode number 34. What's fucking happening? It's a Friday. We don't film the podcast on a Friday. And the reason we're filming on a Friday is because last weekend, last Friday night, we had a Bucks party. An old Toowoomba friend, Lil Michael's at Bucks. So we went to the coast. It was a wild evening. We don't really drink much anymore. But we went hard and we went fast. And all through Friday to Saturday, we didn't sleep. We were up. We were doing things.
Oh, dude.
Very naughty things, right? You sort of know what I'm saying? And then come fucking Sunday, Monday. Well, what happened to you? Because I left on Saturday midday. I hadn't slept because I had to go home and fucking just had to, I had to get out of there. I was just so fucked.
Yeah. Well, I stayed and that was a bad idea because as soon as you went, my phone died. Then we went out. I lost everyone. I came back. And then everyone had gone to bed. Because I was so fucked. I didn't remember I didn't know what my room was. The number of it. So I'm like going up and down in the fire, like the fire escape stairs, just trying to figure out, just hoping, getting a feel for doors.
Feeling.
Sensing my friends behind it.
Imagine if a woman
like
opened
a creep,
the door.
Like a sick creep, dude. I was like this fucking, it was like 1 a.m. in the morning. And I gave up. I was like, all right. I'm going to go like down and I just sort of took like refuge in the lobby and then these two people came out and like, dude, is that Michael? Is that you? I'm like, yeah.
Like two fans.
Yeah. They just know me from the vids and they're like, oh dude, you can come sleep on the carpet. Anyway, I went and slept on the carpet. I was so fucked. And then I woke up in the morning.
There's a kid there?
Yeah. There was a kid. I was just, and then I had to go back down to the lobby and then I was like, finally bumped into my friends, got my stuff, had to drive home.
Yeah.
Dude, that drive sucked.
I
was so tired. Anyway, this week has been the lowest week of the year.
Yeah, man, we can't do it anymore. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On Tuesday, we were like, Matt, we can't film the podcast because there's no way we're going to make people laugh.
I was so down. There's no dopamine, no serotonin. It was just gone.
And today is sort of the first day that we're fucking back to normal-ish.
Oh,
yeah, rough. We're off the weed during the week now too. We've decided we're going to smoke just on weekends now.
We're going
to
be...
But since today is Friday, we're allowed to smoke
so we'll
get
high
now.
With you guys.
Yeah, we'll have a little cheeky puff of Lococcus. Also in other news, a really long-term fan, Felicity Bungardo. She was watching us back when we were nothing.
I remember her.
Yeah, she's dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, she's died.
We just wanted to mention her.
Just wanted to mention her because she's put a lot of time and effort into commenting. And
yeah, we loved her.
She was one of the first ever like continuous commenters on every single thing.
On everything.
And it was from like the very get-go. This is like 6 years ago.
Yeah, this is like fucking before.
Before you were alive.
Before.
I think.
Like think about time.
Yeah, the Land Before Time, before that film.
Right before that started.
That's a great.
So I was
too.
Fucking just.
But
how did you find this out?
I randomly came up in Facebook memories, one of her fucking a video we did, and then I clicked on it and then saw that she had commented. I was like, oh, I haven't heard from her for a while. Clicked on it and saw that it was like Felicity's funeral will be blah blah blah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, I guess.
I guess it happens. Happens to most people.
We love you, Felicity.
Man, fucking how... We've had a few people die, eh? People just dying all the time.
Mate, it's apparently
that... You could just go like that. Bang! Dead. Bang! 1 minute alive, 1 minute dead.
Brain
aneurysm.
That is what freaks me out, dude.
Man, anything, Matt. Anything can, like... I watched a fucking YouTube video. A sinkhole just opened up underneath this cunt's bedroom and swallowed him, and he died. And they could never—they couldn't even retrieve him because the sinkhole just kept getting deeper and deeper and just piling back in on top. He's fucking still fucking buried. His body.
Well, at least it's like a quick funeral.
Maybe
he
he's
was
alive.
Screaming for days. They couldn't save him.
Oh, really?
So the sinkhole, just remember that when you're drifting off to sleep, a sinkhole could emerge under your fucking ass at any fucking moment.
Yeah, wow, that would be scary. It'd give you quite the fright.
Shut up. Oh, shut the fuck up. What else do we need
we
to
did
talk
it.
About?
That hit it we out. Did it.
Oh, sort of. We swore, but that wasn't...
No, I think we got through 3 minutes without swearing.
Oh, damn it.
I fucking got you.
I thought it was like 10 minutes we had to get through.
Nah, three, man. That's,
oh, that's all right. We're so doable.
Well, stages, man. Stages.
Also, some fucking... they wanted us to mention this. I don't know. I said, yeah, okay. Some fucking media thing has ranked us in the top 30 Australian funny podcasts. We're in the top 30 on the feed spot rankings. And they just wanted us to mention that. So, if you want to see if you want to see us ranking highly in a table, go visit the feed spot.
Fucking go us top 30.
Top 30 on a random poll. Very good.
Fuck, man, they don't make those polls up.
Things are lifting.
You know that for sure.
Things are lifting for
especially
us,
especially in the US.
110%.
See how we go this year with the Aussie Podcast Awards. Maybe we'll
yeah, that's soon.
Improve.
Get your fucking ears shit ready, brother. Get ready because voting opens soon, and then we're gonna have to fucking send. We're gonna send everyone who votes
oh.
a video message. We'll try to. Okay, we
so
should
we got
be able to do it.
Last year
we got like eighth,
yeah, seventh, I think.
But it's gonna be a lot bigger this year, I think. So it's gonna be harder and harder and harder and harder and harder. And here we are. Lucky that we have improved.
We're growing slowly, but surely.
Well, not slowly. It was pretty intense growth to begin with.
Yeah. Okay. I'm
you know when you
that.
Yeah. When you first start fucking?
Yeah, and then...
That sort of growth.
Then you get old.
I do
it starts
remember.
Going in somehow. It's like
I enjoyed mine.
It's like you're fucking... You
yeah, you love your first... Speaking of first fucks, this podcast is sponsored by Manscaped. If you want the best male grooming products, go to manscaped.com. And if you want 20% off, who doesn't want 20% off? Raise your hands. No one.
No, I don't.
All right. If you're Michael, don't worry about it. If you want 20% off, use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20. All right, you get 20% off. They got the best ball shavers in town. We all use them now. They got ball perfume. They got all sorts of shit you wouldn't even
They've
think of.
They've got full wipes. Think about it. Okay, you're out in the club. Some girl is getting all raunchy.
She's licking
with you.
Her lips.
You know that it's not just sex. She's going to give you head.
She's going to suck you off.
And fuck, let's be honest, when you've been grooving on
she
the dance floor.
She gets sweaty. She
yeah,
gets heavy.
It stinks.
Density.
So you get one of these wipes that they have,
and you pull your foreskin
there.
Back and you twist it around like that and just give it a rinse and you just throw it into the crowd dancing.
Well, and the balls. Well, maybe use a second one for the balls. Yeah, and then. You're sweet.
She can suck away and not be disgusted
yeah,
by
you don't
your
have to
odor.
Be like, fuck, I hope she's not fucking.
And then you can give
I
her.
Hope
a,
I'm not freaking her out.
And you can give her a ball wipe, and she can wipe her chin when she's done. Anyway, that's Manscaped. Our other sponsor is our subscription website, the University of Markle, where we post a weekly video. It's fucking taken off. It's starting to get a really good...
Shout out to Willem. Fucking thank you, dude, for checking it out.
Yeah, Willem Powerfish, you guys know him? Some of you might not.
He's the funniest guy there
is. Aussie influencer, very funny. We gave him the logins. He was just curious. And he put us some stories up saying it's like some of the funniest shit he's ever seen. So thank you very much for that, Willem. And we've just been getting lots of praise for the website video. Lately, just people just coming out from the blue and being like,
it was a good week for it to happen.
Yeah,
fuck, it was a low week.
Yeah, we needed a bit of dopamine.
You need that, yeah, some compliments now.
Yeah, egos are so inflated, can't they? I don't even want to film anymore.
I'm like on par.
Yeah, you wait till we have some weed, man. You're gonna be flying high.
I'll just be a giggly man.
Yeah, a little giggle pot. Is that
Dude.
What you think? Is that what you think?
Oh, we. Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
What?
I was gonna say we smoked earlier for the first time. It's worn off now, but. Long story short, holy fuck, is it effective again? Like,
yeah, tolerance has gone right back down. Tolerance has gone right back down, and all we've had is like a week off, so that's good.
Yeah, science.
I think that's all the shit talk. If we got, what do we got right now? The video that's out is this. You might notice this on the table. This is a chunk of wax. The wax that you heat up and it melts, and then you slap it on your body and you rip it off, and it rips your hair out. This is covered in Michael's armpit hair, like all of his armpit hair. It's beautiful. It's like a hairbrush. It's like a tongue, a cow's tongue. It's like a pig's ear. It's just lovely. Anyway, the video we filmed, we covered Michael from head to toe in this wax.
We were meant to cover both.
But there wasn't enough. Wasn't enough wax where I must have... The calculations weren't quite right. I didn't account for wastage.
We literally spent like, what, $250 on wax too.
And it wasn't enough to cover two grown men.
But yeah, next time we're doing you first.
Well, it's just lucky I want paper, scissors, rock. But yeah, that should be out now. And what's coming out on the website? Oh my God. Another fucked video. The Laxative Olympics.
Yeah, we spoke about this last week.
Oh yeah, we did the podcast after the day of it. Anyway, that's out now as well. Anyway, diary entries.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Here we go. Settle in.
Do you have anything to say, Matthew?
No, I have a headache, so I'm quite... ill.
All right, Matt's not feeling the best. All right, he's hungover as fuck.
So, if anyone's got a spare moment, send him a message, a nice message.
Oh, okay, diary entry. Ha! Gotta warm the lips up these days, eh?
She sells.
She's found downstairs in the basement. Diary entry number 141 from Michael Corey Brookhouse. Rain is just falling cloud, don't you know? Cloud can fall and its name changes to rain, but why when humans fall do we stay the same? Really makes you think, doesn't it? I had this thought while I was scratching my G-spot. Oh, also, if you want to make shit crystals, all you have to do is press your wet bare ass against the wall in the shower and fart. Then there should be brown specks flecked on the wall and they will be there for days. So yeah, remember that, okay? Anyway, I'm gonna have to get some custard for breakfast.
It's all true! That's me!
That's what he used to come to fucking school with and just be so excited because he's made more shit crystals on his fucking shower wall. So if you fart, are you a wet ass? You can get little brown flecks and it sticks there. Make pretty little patterns. It's art. It's fart art. Diary entry number 111 from Marty. Today I sucked off a man. He paid me $60 and Dad took $30 for organizing it. It was a pretty good day.
That's the best one yet. Today I sucked off a man. How old were you?
Diary entry number 69 from Julian James. Tennyson Woods from Ashgrave or some shit. 40, 60 till I die. Today some fucking clock thing tried to tell me the time. It kept saying tick fucking tock and shit. Like fuck off cunt. I know the time better than any fucking clock does cunt. I reckon it's 4:45, not 4:30 cunt. A guy I used to work with actually invented time. So yeah, I fucking know more about time than anyone. Next clock that's gonna try and tell me the time, I'm gonna fucking uppercut it cunt. Ha 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 ha. Yeah! Yeah! Oh, I'm drunk. Yeah! 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 You stab, stab, hug, stab, stab, you vicious left foot kick, roundhouse elbow with meth on it. Yeah, fuck did she?
There's a bit of emotion there. He was.
Oh, was there?
He was showing a bit of
heart.
Yeah,
maybe a chink in his armor.
That's a great sentence. Did you think of that?
Yeah, I actually invented that.
Someone said that before?
No, that's the first time.
That is very good. Thank English
you. Look it up, I said that.
Fuck,
Google,
dude.
Google who said chink in the armor first. It should say Marty. If it doesn't, let me know, because I'll call him. You mean
Oh, very
Dick
good.
O'Tar. Dick O'Tar. That's how you spell her name. D-I-C-K-O-T-A-H.
Dakota.
And that from now on, if anyone asks how to spell that, that's how I say it.
Okay.
I should have done it on the prank call. I've already done the prank call. It's at the end.
She's going to have some more like problems in the future.
Oh, she's got a pretty solid head on her shoulders for a young lady. So actually take that back.
Okay. She's doing well.
Diary entry number 1078 from Matthew Gregory Brown. It was a sweet, windy evening, and I was grating up my neighbor's house cat. I couldn't enjoy the process, though, as my mind was elsewhere. I was focused on my training, and knew an incredibly powerful Queston and Choir could attack at any moment. For tonight's training, I was planning on having a bull out at a farm. If I can have bulls, then maybe I can out-have my brother and mother. I finished grating the house cat and prepared myself for a night hunt by stretching my eyelids as far as they would go before tearing. The resulting pain I felt thickened my mince, and by midnight I was ready. I stepped outside, sniffed the air, and my pupils instantly swelled up to the size of golf balls. I already had the bull scent and began bounding backwards to the farm. My bounding was becoming effortless, and I cut through the night air like a greasy ball bearing caught under loose foreskin. I arrived at the farm and spotted the bull. I slithered within meters, my heart started spinning on the spot, tangling all my arteries. I lined up its asshole and launched myself exactly how a frog jumps at the beast. With my mouth and eyes wide open, my entire head entered its ass. All the way to my shoulders. The bull immediately started bucking and threw my body up and down like a rag doll, while my head remained trapped in its ass. I desperately tried pulling my head out, but the bull seemed to be clenching its ring, which was now strangling me. The bucking continued, and my body would flop up and then snap back down as the bull landed. The strain on my neck was horrendous, and for a second I thought the bull might be besting me. With my mouth still open, I started to suck. Liters of bullshit rushed down my throat, but I kept swallowing. I reached the end of the shit and started inhaling its internal organs. I swallowed two of its stomachs, followed by its kidneys and liver. I was killing the cunt from the inside. The bull stopped bucking and started weakening. This awoke my little brown, and it started singing in Latin. My little brown extended and drilled into the bull's ribcage and straight to the heart. My little brown sprayed brown mince directly onto the heart, and the bull dropped dead. My head was still up its ass, but I managed to wriggle out. I then sodomized the bull's corpse, took a few selfies of me fucking its mouth, and screamed my victory song. My training had taught me another valuable lesson, not to attack someone's ass directly, as it could leave you defenseless during the fight. I threw a fistful of brown mince at the moon and bounded backwards home. My confidence was increasing. I just had a bull. Maybe I can defeat my mother and brother after all.
Dude, that is so fucking weird to visualize. When the bull is bucking and Matt's body's fucking going about like that. His legs flapping out. Oh.
And imagine the whiplash. It would be pretty
intense.
Oh, dude,
it would hurt the neck. It would have such strain on it.
It would be quite intense.
Like, you'd have to have such a strong neck.
No, it would put a lot
really
of pressure.
Really tense it.
A lot of
know?
Pressure on the upper vertebrae.
Like
so,
that, see?
Yeah, all the way down to the lumbar, actually.
Like that.
You could really severely actually get some bulging discs.
Yeah, that's good strength.
No, yeah, that is great flexibility in your spinal column there.
Well, I did high that. Jump as a kid. I used to do the Frosby flop.
That explains it, mate. That bloody explains it. I used to do high jump. Frisbee. No wonder his bloody spine's so fucking floppy.
It's the Frisbee flop, isn't it?
Frisbee flop.
Fuck. Comment what it is.
Should we Google
it? I swear
it?
It's Frisbee.
By the way, we haven't begged for any engagement yet. If you want to, if you can't support us in any other way, please. Oh, no, I'm not doing it. Right? I'm not doing it. Look, if you like the video, you give it a like and you put a comment down. If you don't know what to comment, just comment. Because we need to trick the algorithm, because YouTube doesn't monetize their videos. So they don't show them to new people. So our only growth relies on you guys. So please subscribe. Blah, blah, fucking blah.
We're too naughty.
Manscaped.
All right.
I have something for you, Michael. It is Fosbury flop.
Whoa. I
no,
swear.
Really? Yep. It was Frisbee flop?
It's not Frisbee flop. I used to say Frosby flop, which is almost a version of Fosbury flop.
Yeah.
But it was popularized by and perfected by an American athlete named Dick Frosby.
Well, my sports teacher was a dick for telling me the wrong thing.
And what people, was everyone doing scissors before that?
Yeah, and he won gold that time in that Olympic.
It would have been like he's fucking cheating, man. Imagine seeing that for the first time. In previous history, anyone's only ever done scissors jumps, and then all of a sudden this guy's doing it backwards.
It would be cool.
It would have been
mind blowing.
It would have been fucking mind blowing.
You'd be so.
Imagine seeing that, being the first person to see that.
You feel like you were the special one.
110% you would. You wouldn't even be there.
You'd be like Princess Diana before a
It's like being off in another universe, seeing that for the first time ever. Cool. It's like seeing the man land on the moon. Same shit.
Yeah. Neil Armstrong. He got done for drugging.
Yeah, he was under performance enhancing when he was on the astronaut.
But then when they went to pick the winner after him, they had to go like 20 people back because everyone was doping find someone who wasn't
about
doping.
The man.
We're talking about Neil Armstrong here, man.
The man on the moon.
I thought you were talking about Neil Armstrong. No,
yeah, Neil Armstrong.
I thought about Lance Armstrong.
No. Neil Armstrong was under
heavy. He was drugging too.
Heavy sedatives.
Something to do with the name Armstrong because they're obsessed with being fucking strong and
so
shit.
So they have to take the sedatives.
It's like a huge ego thing. So they just want to perform.
Are you here, man? Are you? Bong break. And also it's next segment. Am I right, Matt?
Yeah.
Which has been renamed. Michael? Do you want to read this name?
Yeah. Tutmarliedmann Englisch Eind Unter alle Fuck
is the name of this segment. And this is a segment where we answer all of your questions. So if you want us to answer your question, just comment on our fully actual YouTube channel. And if it gets the most likes or just one of the highest likes questions, then we answer it. So once you've commented your question, have a scroll through and have a read and see which other questions you'd like us to answer.
Involve, engage with the community.
Give them a like and just see. Just see what happens. And if we don't answer your question, just keep asking them. It's just good comments. And we just like to know what you guys want to know. Do you know what I mean? It's like we're all getting to know each other. We read all the comments anyway. So, yeah.
Are we explaining shit still?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, I think last week we didn't because we ran out of time or something.
Science got too much. Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of fan interaction to get through.
I'm excited.
I feel alive,
I feel baked as shit.
I feel so alive right now.
Oh, you've got different. You're like a sheep. He looks like a cute little sheep. Oh my god. Look at that.
Bah.
Bah. Oh, be careful. Be careful, sheepy. Oh, very good. We have a sheep
that's
here.
Great. That's
I fucking great. Love sheep. Thank you, dude. Thank you for doing that.
What do you think I did, man? I did it all for you, man.
Dude, you're my sheepy.
Everything I do is for you.
Your little barn. I want to put you in the barn.
I've loved you since high school.
All right. Brown?
All right.
Here we
Brown
go.
Town.
Good to have a sheep in the room.
Oh, most liked comment went to Ryan Ferdinand. Ferdinand's. That's for me.
Oh!
All right. Matt Brown, in season 2, there was a period where people sent you fucked up videos.
Oh, yes.
What was the worst that you saw?
He was left traumatized for months.
I don't think we can talk about.
We can't actually talk about it. So, Ryan, if you want to.
Yeah, we literally can't. Just think of like the worst thing you could do.
Yeah,
to a kid.
To a child. And that's probably what it is.
Oh, man.
It was
please,
so bad.
No one ever do that. No one ever. That's just, you know, that's fucked.
The gore. Yeah, I don't know. You told me.
Yeah, there was everything. There was.
Matt just told me you felt really sick.
Yeah, I am definitely now desensitized a lot more than the normal person.
Yeah, what else have you got? Some real gruesome shit out?
Yeah, we got some like some cartel like gang murders of
and people
women.
Cutting their dicks off and shit.
One guy went to cut his. I couldn't watch that though. That was hard to watch.
Yeah, I've seen some of that shit. I've seen some dude cut his dick in half, down the middle, and then somehow
he can jerk off
and he blows through the base of his
stop,
dick.
Stop.
Anyway,
sounds like fucking.
Kids crawling in power lines in like third world countries, like real fucked up shit.
Dude, that is
holy
rough.
Shit.
And it put me down a bit. Brought me down.
I'm me now. Let's That's in my head.
Yeah, it was.
So why don't we make it, guys? Send Matt Brown.
Don't send me anything.
We revamp it with something
Something lovely.
What? Dicks? Last time you said send something, I got over 100 dicks.
How about something
What's something
lovely?
You would like? What's something you would like?
Breasts?
Yeah.
You'd like some breasts. Send Matt Brown breasts. If you're a guy,
it's fine with tits. If your tits is okay.
If you're a guy, especially, send your breasts. All right. So, you know, and if we get some good guy breasts, we'll put them on the OnlyFans. We'll save them and we'll pull them on OnlyFans.
Cleavage? Like, do you want them to push them together and shit?
I just
want to
move on.
Yeah. Matt Brown.
But yeah, it was a tough time.
At Matt Brown 1111.
Oh, yeah. And
should I change that?
Yes.
Why is it one? Why is there four?
Because there's fucking a billion Matt Browns out there.
Yeah, I had to work it out. So should I change? I need to. Me and Marty can sort it out.
Yeah, we'll fucking change it to fucking Matt Brown or something. Cunt.
It's Matt Brown. Like Matt all Brown. The others.
Yeah, something fucking
Matthew Brown. Yeah, we were talking on Discord last night. How like no one calls Matt. It's all either Matt Brown or Brown.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I can actually, you know, in high school it was all Brownie, right? But when I got to Brisbane, I remember with my friend Jess, who I started living with, she started going Matt Brown, and people just ran with it. All right. The person in second place was Stephen Hunt. He had a question for the podcast. Will Question and Choir be making an appearance at Marty's wedding? Will Matt Brown bring Requifton?
Look, it all depends on their standing. You know, I don't want to put anyone in an uncomfortable position, and I certainly don't want anyone to have halved here. I don't want to see anyone having in front of me.
During your first dance, like, choir's just got Matt.
Yeah, and like
and I'm bounding backwards trying to get away, and they're chasing me.
Quite a violent interaction. So, look, we'll try. We'll definitely try our very best, all right?
Yeah, we'll see.
It could take a while to organize that.
Next question is from Tyler. Tataya.
Emphasize.
He's got two questions, and I thought they were both equally good. He did give me the option to choose, but I'm going to use both.
Very kind of him.
First question, which body part do you wish you could detach and why?
Probably the balls. Because they're fucking
they
so,
get in the way.
Well, they're just so
they
like
smell.
You fucking knock them against something, you touch it, and it hurts fucking terribly. It's so annoying. Like, they should be in you, so you don't have to worry about them getting ripped off and punched and shit like that. Mm. It's such a source of weakness.
Do yours go in a bit sometimes when you have sex?
Only when it's cold.
Yeah, so they do maybe. Suck. They yeah, suck they up suck occasionally. Up yeah. yeah, the skin tightens,
pushing the sperm out,
just hugs the balls against your hips.
And his second question was, would you rather fight a zombie invasion or an alien invasion?
Zombie.
Rather fight?
Yeah, like
zombie, dude. Which aliens you'd lose straight
yeah,
away.
Yeah, aliens
got
we'd
better
lose
tech,
for sure.
But zombies would be fun.
I reckon Bozzy would be
in
a good,
weird way.
Bozzy would be a good zombie like, killer.
Mm.
No
look at
way.
Him. Look at him. Yeah, he wouldn't. He'd be so shit. He'd be hiding behind me.
In your lair between
but
your
yeah, we've. I feel like we've trained for zombies. Like, I'd know exactly
I've
what to do.
I've watched heaps of films.
Yeah.
Next question is from Emmanuel. What does 4060 mean till I die?
4060 is one of the greatest suburbs in Brisbane. And that is where our Yulia is from. And that is the postcode for that suburb. And Julian states that he will always be 4060 until his death. Until his death, and then the 4060 will leave his body like a soul leaving an angel.
Oh.
Dude, that was very good.
You can see it. You can see the numbs coming out when he dies. I've seen it come. Someone had fucking the fucking city postcode 4000.
Next question is from Patrick.
Hit by a car and just floated straight out of him. It's beautiful.
The postcode numbers come out of you.
It was fucking beautiful, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful.
One of the most magnificent things I've ever
He's been, from Cannon Hill.
It only happens if you are really passionate
about
your
where
postcode.
Where you're from, cunt. Yeah. It's part of your soul, cunt. Ain't no stopping it, cunt.
People fully like that.
Patrick has asked, have you guys ever considered making an entire film, like a feature film?
Yeah, fucking oath.
He said, if you haven't thought about doing that, I'm deciding here and now you need to get it done.
I wonder if with all of the videos we filmed, if somehow you could edit it into a storyline and into a movie so we wouldn't have to film anything else.
That's what Jackass is just scenes.
Yeah. But no, of course we want to do a movie. Though. Of course we want to do a movie. Mm. And one day we probably will.
What sort of movie would we do?
I don't know, but I think you guys would be really good at cameo appearances in films like a Jay and Silent Bob style characters, like comedic relief.
Yeah, as long as we didn't have to do
too much.
Our acting is shit, but if we only are acting as ourselves, that's easy. So we can do that. So we would have to act as ourselves in whatever we do.
Maybe like a new Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, yep, that could be something great.
Yeah, you could be in there in the.
Would be like the monsters, the mystery
monsters.
Like a
Disney movie or something, or
can you have like that
Pocahontas
thing?
Pocahontas. You could be Pocahontas and I could be the ship.
Yeah.
Where all the people land on. Yeah.
You could carry me?
110%, man. Anyway. Next question.
All right, next question is from Matt Dog 99.
Here you come.
How do I become a guest on the show?
Suck me off.
What? Next question. next question is from Mr. Sam Davenport. What are your Twitter? What are your Twitter handles?
It's just at Marty and Michael.
At Marty and Michael on Twitter?
Yeah, baby. How many followers we got now? In fact, let's tweet something right now. Let's tweet something right now on the old Twitter sphere. What should we tweet today? Hey? Come on. Give us a word each, boys. Matt, what's your word?
Hey?
Hey.
Oxygen.
Hey, oxygen. Hey, oxygen.
Get fucked.
Get fucked, mate. Hashtag get fucked. That's viral. That's viral. How many followers we got?
Very
good. Slowly growing. 250 nearly now. Fuck yeah, can't.
250 or 250,000?
250, man. We haven't promoted it anyway. It's like whatevs, man.
Next question is from Nikki. She says, Matthew Gregory Brown, you are sick.
He's feeling
How did she know that?
Yeah.
How'd she know I'm
she's
sick?
A future teller.
Yeah. Maybe she's been at my house.
She's a future teller.
Maybe she was at my house.
Future teller.
It is you.
Future
teller.
Future
teller.
She demands to know.
Oh, the sheep.
She demands to know what our favorite candy is.
Oh, Kit Kat. I fucking cannot go past a beautiful block
of
Kit Kats.
I want one so bad. I'm going to have a bad meal tonight.
Kinder,
fuck it.
Kinder chocolate is like, get fucked.
You love Kinder.
Dude, Kit Kat, so good.
Kit Kat chunkies. When you eat them, do you eat them normally or do you eat the chocolate
just eat
around?
Them normally because the part of it is you've got to have all the ingredients together.
Yeah. But the wafer by itself is special. Dude.
You just buy wafers then and buy a block of chocolate. Yeah. But I'm block a tr- and then you have to fucking nibble.
I'm on Marty's side, man. You're fucking free.
Kit Kat wafers are good. What about Boost bars? Do you bite around the edge?
Boost bars are
same
shit.
Thing.
Boost bars, boost bars are
the
just Mars bars on crack.
No, the Boost bar, the inside of it, that chocolate stuff that lines the inside, that is the stuff that goes on Tim Tams.
Mate, we don't all have time to chew around the edges. Sometimes you got to get it down.
Got to get it down, man. We can't all be sitting around. I've got work to do tonight. Do you know what I mean?
Marty's got a family. I've got another job.
Can't be fucking.
What are you doing? You're just chewing around the edges.
Fucking wasting your fucking time nibbling, cunt.
Go for a skateboard, maybe?
Next question is from SwampBox69.
Oh, that guy.
Would you guys consider doing some merch with some of Marty's quotes? I would dead set buy a shirt that said, great to see. Great to see.
Oh, yeah. B more B. It'd be great on a shirt. We're thinking.
For the actual.
Yeah. Like, 100%. There will be podcast merch eventually. All right? You have my word. And when we're planning on extending our team a little bit, like maybe hiring some help at the end of this year, so we will have more time to do some other shit. Because boy, are we swamped at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, our cups are full.
Yeah, we can't take on any more projects. Otherwise, the quality of everything that we do will suffer severely, and our mental health will also suffer, and we will spiral into a deep, dark depression
or
possibly
madness.
Kill ourselves.
Maybe. Nah.
Yeah, but yeah, we will start merch.
Yeah, we'll definitely get on that.
Next question is from James Kirkpatrick. Question for Michael.
Holy shit.
You ready, man?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel weird after you put the goalie bottle all over you?
This is for context. On one of our recent website videos, you called "You Laugh, You Lose." Michael gets the goalie bottle and pours it all over himself to make myself and Julian laugh. It's on the website. Just go and sign up for the free trial. You can watch it. All right, it's fucking insane. We've been getting some really good feedback for it, Michael.
Yeah, I would say I blocked it out, and I knew that there was a greater good to be had.
Did you swallow anything?
No. Okay. I might have. I don't. Yeah.
In the eyes?
It was like, yeah.
Because, you know, shit can enter your eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I kept my eyes closed.
The smell.
I breathed out for a long time after the bottle had finished.
There's no way you can not smell that. I was smelling you from 10 meters away outside.
Oh, yeah. It was on me. But I'd gotten used to the smell. It was just hard to breathe because all the liquid was going over my nose and mouth.
And what was the texture, do you think?
Just clumpy,
like what, like long, like syrup? Is it thick? Would it, or is it like? Is it closer to water or closer to honey?
In between,
yeah.
And like honey's too thick. It's never going to be that. It would be. That. I wish it got to that.
Oh, that would be
so cool to see it come out.
If we cooked
and
it
that's
down,
all you're like. That's me.
That's
in that
your
bottle.
Chest.
That's like my kid.
That's your chest.
It's like
children.
A fetus or some shit.
It's your chest babies.
Yeah.
If we cook that down, we could 100% do that, man.
It's like. I reckon it's sort of like milk from breasts.
100%. Women lactate. Michael lactates from his throat and lung.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Because your tits are there, lungs are there, same thing.
It's just behind it. You got to get it up a different way.
He would. Yeah, I agree.
He could feed birds with the goalies.
But that, because it probably only had about this much of all
sediment.
The real
proper
the good
hard
stuff.
Sediment.
And then the rest became slime. Mixed with, because it was probably about a quarter of water or half of water.
I'm reaching my limit. Anyway. I'm reaching my limit. I cannot no longer talk about
this. Yeah, it's out of what was the question?
Next question is from Jamie Gonzalez. Did Marty get to catch pink eye afterwards? Marty, have you ever caught pink eye after all the farting on the mic?
No, luckily. I think it's because my mouth is close to the mic. If I were to rub my eye on the
pink
mic
eye's a myth.
Like this.
Pink eye is a myth.
Then I might be in trouble, but it's just because I press my lips against it. So it's just kissing shit. It's not putting shit in my eye. And yeah, we've done extensive experiments. Pink eye is quite hard to catch. Okay, so we're on a tennis camp, right? And you're staying in these separate cabins, and one of our mates was staying in another cabin, and he was out at dinner. Michael and I walk into their cabin. We're talking to some of our mates. Michael grabs one of their pillows of the guy who's not in the cabin and like pretty much puts a fucking skid mark in the middle of it and just fucking puts it back down, and we leave, and then yeah, like we never heard anything else from that.
Yeah, if pink eye was real,
he didn't get pink eye,
we would have found out. And all the gas you have blown into my face every fucking time with squirty.
Sometimes Michael will be fucking hungover on a couch, and I'll sneak up behind him and get like my ass cheeks so close to his head and just unleash the sickest squirty. He'll just shoot up so quickly because it's such a loud sound.
Yeah, I've never had it. So
yeah, but your immune system's something else.
Yeah, science.
Next question is from Noah Yasik. Yasik? Oh, he told us how to
Yasik.
Say his name.
Yasik. Yasik. Come on, man. Noah Yasik.
Question for all of you. If you could change your name to a female name, what would it be?
Glorian. Glorian. Glorian Delora. My full name would be Glorian Delora Artifacts.
Yes! That's fucking good, Matt.
I am Glorian Delora.
Clap for that shit.
Glorian Delora.
Artifacts. Clap for that shit, dude. It's amazing. Did you hear artifacts? All right. I would probably go with Hail. But it'd be spelled H-A-I-L.
C. The sea is silent. Glorian has spoken.
Glorian.
And what would you be, Matthew? What does Matt look like? I feel like Matt might be like a Lisa.
No, isn't this your favorite name for a chick?
That's what now you could change your
Fuck,
name
I'm
to.
I'm high as a kite.
Yeah, okay. If you could change your name to a female name.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe like... Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You wow.
Wow.
Because that's all chicks do, you can't. Fucking bitch! Sorry.
Next question is from James Captain Kirk Patrick.
Oh man,
can you guys explain what bogan and you dog means?
Bogan is like an Aussie redneck, and what was the other one?
You dog.
You dog is just something you say when someone has wronged you. Oh, that guy had sex with my auntie. You dog. That person scuffed up my lawn and he's wearing my good shoes.
You dog.
There's some cream spilt on the kitchen bench and no one has mopped it up. You dog. So on and so forth. You've been wronged.
My girlfriend, you dog.
You've been wronged. You use the terminology. So in court of law, the judge would say, you're guilty, you dog. And they often say that. It's very common.
Next question is from Mitchell Lindors. Lindors.
No, the L is nothing to do with it. Okay. Indoors. Mitchell indoors. Is indoors.
Mitchell indoors.
At all times.
Michael.
Yeah.
When are you going to slam the hot chick with the horse?
if the hot chick with the horse is listening to this, maybe she could come over and have sex with you if you would like.
No, we'd just watch a film, man.
Feed the horse together.
Yeah, feed the horse.
Give it a carrot.
We'd go catch a film and what else are you doing, Dave?
Sea biscuit.
We'd go to High Fly.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go skydiving, but not really.
With the horse?
Imagine taking a horse to High Fly.
That would be so... It's going up in the air. No,
it's spinning around really fast.
It's going 360.
Because it's a fucking barrel-shaped cunt.
If it didn't get hurt, I'd make it happen. As long as it was fine, I would pay money to see that.
Or just
shit.
Do it with a dead one, like a horse that's died. Had a very lovely long life, and it's died, had a very peaceful death.
So and the eye fly or the high fly thing, guys, is like a...
Just before rigor mortis sets in and it stiffens, just place it in an eye fly and turn the machine up full ball.
Yeah, it's like what an artificial skydiving thing. 110% sand-based tube.
Yeah, you go into a tube and they shoot air up, and so you, it's like you're flying.
Have you done it?
No, not yet. We're going to though.
It's terrifying. I hated it.
It's scary.
It just feels, you feel out of place there because you're floating and shit, and he's holding you, and he doesn't let you do your thing, and then you feel like you could launch up and something could go wrong.
Yeah,
and
if you launched up and then turned into a pencil dive position, you could
hurt yourself. Seriously, fuck yourself up if you don't have a guide.
Oh fuck, that's terrifying now.
Yeah,
I might go home.
Yeah, well, just don't go to iFly.
Yeah. That's so true. I was gonna stop in there on the way home.
Yeah,
but I won't do that now.
That's a good sponsorship. We should invoice them.
Yeah, done. iFly, expect an invoice.
Well, it's not that good, guys. Like, go skydiving. It's the real thing.
Still invoicing them.
If you're going to do something like
100%
that.
100% still invoicing.
Next question is from Just Jin. Have you guys ever ruined a wedding?
I didn't ruin it. I would help. There was once, Michael wasn't here for this one, but I used to be quite close with my roommates where we all lived, and one of them was getting married, and I said just during the wedding in the itinerary, just give me a 15-minute slot towards the end of the night. Just I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. Just do it, and I want a stage to perform on. And then they did that, and the whole wedding party gathered. And then I did like this interpretive dance to the Titanic theme song.
Dude, I've seen photos. Of it.
Yeah,
and it was beautiful, and I'm so glad.
Have you still got a video of that?
Yeah, I do. Yep, she sent it to me.
Let's put that on like fucking the OnlyFans or.
It's quite dark and shit, but yeah, we should.
Do you want to? Do you know some random
put it
facts?
In group. Yeah. ULM group.
Huh?
That girl. Was actually one of my first roommates when I came to Brisbane.
That's all right. I think we didn't figure it out
until she came over to your house when I sat down. I was like, and she's like, "Oh, what's her name again?
Megan.
Fuck. Megan, that's right. And she's like, oh, hey, I'm Megan. I'm like, we fucking lived together at one point in a share house.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. The most embarrassing part about that story is right before I was off in the bushes practicing, like just fucking on my own, like just because I just wanted one quick run through so I could like time all the jumps and shit. And then I fucking turn around and Megan's dad was standing
there, no,
taking a piss, just looking at me. Like, and no one knows what I'm doing at this stage. dude. And I was like, oh, don't worry, I'm just practicing.
Dude, that is a moment in life where you just go, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. But then he redeemed myself once he saw the art that I made. Yeah. It's fine. But
for that like 10 minutes, he would think you're fucked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah. And my, yeah, I didn't really explain it either. I was, I'm just practicing.
Will you demand that at my wedding? Like a 15-minute bit so you can do something?
Dude. I don't know yet. I don't know yet. We possibly. Have, very possibly.
We do have potential to ruin a wedding with. We're going to be MCs of a wedding.
Yeah, yeah. The guys whose bucks we went to last weekend, we're going to be, we're MCing his wedding together. And we've never ruined a wedding, like, but we have had a lot of fun at weddings. Weddings are so fun. I love weddings.
MCing's going to be fun.
Yeah. And dangerous.
Yeah, dude. If we have a bit too many beverages. No, we'll be good. I promise, Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. We won't do anything crazy. Maybe you laugh, you lose.
Yeah, dude.
Crowd off of the wedding. Next question is from XRGGIN. When are you two going to strap Matt Brown to a chair and force him to sit through a whole prank call?
Yeah, we've already done the prank call. Matt had to get up and leave. He walks to the other end of the lounge room and stuffs his fingers in his ears. He just can't do it.
This prank call coming is one of those ones that you cringe hard at, though.
Yeah, it's the Dakota character. I love cringe, though.
Yeah, it is hot.
Oh, I love a bit of cringe. It's like a drug. What was the question? Make him what? Yeah,
would you ever strap into a chair?
Well, maybe next season.
Yeah, next season. If I'm stuck,
we'll get Matt
to,
on camera. Yeah. So it's like he. Then we can. You guys can see his reactions.
Yeah,
to
that's
them.
Great. Yep.
That's what we're gonna do for.
I'm gonna
season
get a
four.
Big pair of earmuffs out.
You're not allowed. I'll cut hole in earmuff, baby. Not allowed.
Yeah, he will. The sheep will cut a hole.
The sheep come flying in with scissors, baby boy.
All right. Next question is from Matt. Do you boys ever worry that Quest and Inquire are just personalities inside Matthew? That maybe all these diary entries are really just stuff he's doing to himself?
It could be some sort of split personality thing based on some childhood trauma that Matthew Brown had. Yeah, of course I've thought of that. I am, in fact, one of the smartest people alive.
Usually those people can't remember that they're another personality.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I wouldn't know.
And look, I haven't seen Matt and Quest in the same room together, so.
Yeah, wow. They sort of look alike.
It could be one of those cases, but
when this, he's got a long hair.
And now he doesn't have that issue anymore because they fused together. The personalities fused together. It happens. Read a book.
Next question is from Rob.
I guess you could sodomize someone.
Sodomize. Like, such a good
consensually.
Word.
Consensually.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Okay, I always thought it was.
Yeah, you've sodomized heaps of things.
Sodomize, it's a strange word.
Your head sodomizer in this whole household.
What was the fucking Matt's head went up a fucking
A bull.
You sodomized it with your head.
Hey, I didn't fuck it. My head just went up there and I sucked its organs out. That is so different.
Is sodomized,
don't put me in
after
category with
is
you.
Sodomized sex or after can it be anything?
No, I don't. I'm not in your category. No way.
You did cross.
I'm fucking sodomized shit.
Rob has asked a question. Boys, have you ever thought about doing a video where Marty's laughing obnoxiously in awkward places to watch Michael cringe?
That's like, that video would be okay, but I do that all the time anyway, and it's just like, yeah, Michael just walks off. So it would be an okay video.
Dude, I've got a story for today. He did today. Yeah, from Marty, from this shit. We were buying Julian's birthday present in the jeweler. And he's like, I've got a fart. And he's like, and the lady's literally like fucking 3 meters away. And he rips one and it's the most sour smell. Like, it's like fucking hot milk.
So loud.
Like off
so
milk.
Abrupt.
And then I was so embarrassed, just walked away for a bit, pretend I was looking at other watches and shit. And then
I always follow him.
Oh, yeah, then he
I
follows
fucking
me.
Bail.
And he's pissing himself behind his mask. And like, so it's hard to tell who it was out of me and him. And then like, she's still doing up the watch. And literally like 2 minutes later, he's like, I've got another one. And then I'm just running away from him around the jeweler. And he's just chasing after. As soon as he gets to me, he lets it rip. And It was so obvious you could tell. It was the most embarrassing fucking time.
We were the only two people in this tiny little jewelry store.
Dude,
it was a great laugh.
And she was cute, like you fucking dickhead. So uncomfortable all the time.
Yeah, I embarrassed us. Imagine if this was my voice. No one would hang out with me.
Next question is from Sean Abel.
Fucking new version of the Eeyore from fucking Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Attack.
Sean has asked, have you guys ever come close to throwing in the towel and giving up on social media altogether?
No, once we started, we pretty much just knew that we'd fucking just power through until we got there. And now that we're there, it's hard, but it's definitely...
It's rewarding.
Yeah, it's good. Especially like when people say like how much they love the fucking vids and shit.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
It's nice to know you're putting a smile on
someone's face. And I love watching people, like reading the comments and shit, and watching people watch the videos if they laugh. It's great. It makes us feel very, very loved. Very lovely to be able to do that, so... Yeah, no, we haven't thought about throwing in the towel, but it's definitely a very relentless life as well. The desire for content, especially because people pay for our content, so we can't just be like, oh, that video didn't work. Oh, well, let's have a week off. We have to get videos out all the time, every single week. Every week, okay? Every fucking week. So now we're trying to back videos up so that we can have a small break at the end of the year.
Yeah, just a few weeks off would be
recharge
so hot.
The batteries, bro. Just am I right, just, bro?
Yeah, sick.
Recharge.
All right. There's a fair few other questions, but we got a lot of farts to get through.
Yes, we do. Oh, the next segment. Next segment is... Fart art.
Now, we said if you want your name to be like...
mentioned yeah. after your fart, because it's too hard to... Because some people don't want their names mentioned, some people do. So, if you want your submission to be played and you want your name said, after you finish filming your fart, yell your name or just say your name, okay? Say your name. If you want your name included, say it after the fart.
Scream it.
Okay? Otherwise, we're not going to... It's too hard to find out. It's like... Because we've got to go through screenshots, then back to the videos, blah, blah, blah. It's going to take too long. We have 40 farts here that have been sent in. Thank you to everyone sending in the farts. Keep the farts coming. Make sure it's a video of either you doing something funny with a fart or... And a fucking...
You can face the wall as your fart.
You can just
so it's not
be
your identity.
Filming the ground, you know, yeah. whatever.
There was some cool ones. Some dude farted in his mate's face on here.
Yeah, that's like funny. There are some very funny farts, okay? But yeah, so anyway, there's a lot to get through, so we'll play them. We'll probably cut some of the shit ones, all right? But we'll just play them and then we'll rate them out of 10 on the fart scale.
And maybe even say a word why, like a descriptive word of why you... like. So say if it's really good, you say 9, damp.
Yeah, and like that. And maybe like if
damp
we...
Damp is just the word of that fart.
And maybe if it's shit and it needs a bit of work, we can give them some constructive criticism. Like needs more attention, needs more...
We can critique them.
Exactly right. Anyway, without further ado, keep sending those fucking farts in. Thank you. I love this segment already. Here we go. Fart art. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, he's got like...
It got interesting towards the end. Do you know what I mean? Like I want to come back for seconds.
Yeah, I definitely see that again.
Wow, very, very good. That's a solid 8 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck.
Was it had that- levels, you know? Yeah. It started out and then it jumped up and down levels. Usually it's hard to go up and down that fast.
If you see something in the video, make sure we explain it for the people.
This is just a dark room.
Yeah, I think there is something.
Yeah,
is
very
that
good.
Lips?
No.
I don't know. That sounds like they've got fucking colon cancer.
Last week, by the way, we got to mention this. Last week, we said that some of the farts were fake.
Yeah, we called out Bodhi, and Bodhi was very upset.
And it turns out they are fucking real. And there, is some of his in here?
There's one in there. We'll hear him say, you thought it was fake.
Okay, perfect. All right, anyway, let's keep going.
Hopefully it's there.
Oh, very good save.
Come over.
Yeah. Very good save. The only suggestion I would have was maybe push as hard as you can at the very end.
To make so you can create the best parts at the end.
It's the misdirection comedy. So if you hear a fart tapering off and then at the very end, a little spike, that really gets the laughs. So good. I give that a 6.5.
Yeah, I'd probably go a 7.
All right, here we go.
Creative.
Done it next to his girlfriend, so he gets extra points for that. Okay, that's
a 6.
Yep.
Give me 6. It was very short.
Oh, and then he fucking drooled after. Watch this. That's what you fucking do. Good. A bit of spit come hanging out of his fucking mouth after. But
some
yeah.
dude just sent me him diarrhea shitting. And this was not.
Dude, that is a great
idea.
Nah,
I'm not. Fuck.
And Brown has to go through all these. Anyway, next fart.
Yeah, see, he's allowed over. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one. There you go. And the boys appreciate it.
Yeah, dude.
Sounds like they were chilling out and he just went for it.
Yeah, very good. He could have dragged that out. Honestly, mate, you could drag that out. You can make that twice as long.
Double that time, yeah.
Double the time, double the laughs. Let me tell you that. This is the guy's got a bike pump up his ass.
I want to see this shit.
Just dude, I think we got to try that.
That's
eh?
A good idea.
We need to do that, I think.
Fuck, shit. That means I am going to have to do that.
I'll try it too.
No.
I wish I could fart as long as you. It'd be nice.
You can get him out.
It's on my resume.
Yeah, it's very rare though.
All right, here we go. Let's keep going through these. Oh, very good. That was very good. Like, I lost me a bit at the start, but recovered very well. Great length, great consistency, and just great sound the whole way through. I don't know if you can hear, guys. It's piercing
yeah, it's
rain.
Piercing
now.
Down rain.
I like it.
Oh, sorry. It's beautiful, but it should come over on the podcast. So it's still on there.
All right, let's keep going through these farts. Yeah. Got a giggle 6. From the boys. Yep, not too bad. Here we go. This guy's on the toilet.
Man,
that's not bad.
That's 7.
Good,
that's like a trumpet.
And he's filming his face the entire time. Very good. Very good. I like that. I'm giving that a 7. That's a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a
holy
that's an 8.
Shit.
That's a 7.5,
dude. That's like a yeah. That is like it just needs a little bit of variety, but
yeah,
fuck, very solid fart there.
Yeah,
wow,
it's hard. He would have been straining so much to keep that pitch.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's why you got to pace yourself. You can't push yourself too early, otherwise your fucking lung capacity gives out. See.
I have gas.
See, the variety at the end is what makes 7. It funny.
I like the gaps.
Yeah, you did well with the gaps because even with the crackle part, there was gaps in between each crackle, and that's hard to do. Trust me, that is a very difficult skill to learn.
That's a 6.
Matt Brown? Fuck's all this black shit on my nose. Next.
Enough farts.
Dude, that sounded like one of mine. Similar.
Yeah.
Similar pitch.
Very random.
Was that Bodie?
I don't know.
What did he say at the end there?
I don't know. What did he say at the end? You thought it was fake, you fucking cunts. Yeah,
yeah
was that Bodie?
Bodie, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So not fake and very impressive. All right, so if your fart doesn't score over a 5 out of 10, it's cut. So if you've sent your fart in and Matt said, oh yeah, awesome, thanks, and it doesn't play on the podcast, like, it's because we've cut it.
We're the fucking fart gods.
I'm a cunt.
We fucking judge your farts, and if they're not up to scratch, fuck
off. We discard them onto the pile. Here we go. Great. Dude, the little pop at the end.
That's a 9.5.
That is a very good fart.
That's the best.
Very. The only thing I would recommend is stand up, pull your fucking pants down, and let that sound be crisp. Let it be clear. Let it ring from the shadows.
Was he sitting down?
Yeah, he was on his bed by the looks of it.
I think sometimes people use like an item.
But you can tell he's got his pants on. Like, at least take the pants off to let... Yeah, let the sound be crisp, man. Yeah. Give it a chance, man.
Yeah, I can
very
see that.
Good. That sounded like another language.
Yeah, I like it.
That sounded like an alien language. Yeah, that is... that's communication.
Squiggly. Mm. It's squiggly a bit.
Frost. Had a frost on the edges.
Yeah. Cold poo.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, okay. I'll give that a 6.
I go 4.
Oh, really? Not a fan. I like the edge time was very abrupt.
Can't take it serious looking at you, dude.
We're having to cut some. There's some hilarious screaming and shit going on, but the farts are shit. So keep doing that. The perfect thing
scream
to send in.
Fart.
Scream, fart, say your name. That would be perfect. Here we go.
Yeah, he's my favorite. Dude.
That he is the fucking winner so far.
Yeah, that was gold.
Man, that was very good. Great length. You could hear him controlling his laughter. You know how that happens?
You always start pissing yourself.
When they're really long. Oh, man. Very good. That's a solid 9 out of 10. Very good. Fucking hell.
Oh, man.
Great fart. Yeah, I like it. I like the moans of pain.
Very good. Very good.
Give that a 7 out of 10. All right, that's the fucking last one. Fucking cat on the back. Round of a fucking fart. Very good. Keep that shit coming in. That's great. We love that. What a great segment that is. Fart is far.
It's far and beyond.
So fucking keep them coming. Send them into the fully actual Instagram. And yeah, remember, videos, some screams, and say your name if you want us to play it after. Alright, next segment we have the PO unboxing, where we open the shit that you've sent us live on the fuck past.
I lost it.
What? Did you have a fart?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think we've had about an hour and 40 minutes, but remember there's a lot of cut from farts.
Holy
and there's a lot
fuck,
of cut.
This could be our longest podcast yet.
There's a lot of cut between prank call and all that sort of shit.
Yeah. All right, Michael, if you'd like to open that one, and I think here we have another fucking code.
We've got donut films?
No, for sure.
Oh, wait,
not.
No, he's the code, yeah.
I'm the code guy. Oh! Oh, I ruined my dick. Dick, cheese, nutsack, arsehole. Also, my pubes, hair are in the letter. Oh, it's these fucking pubes everywhere, cunt.
Dude.
Oh, his pubes. Oh, he's got fucking... Why are they so long?
Wait, get a vacuum.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm pretty sure I got his pubes all over my leg. Thank you very much.
Did you see any, like, skin and shit? Did you see
no, I didn't see
was
any
was there
skin
a name?
No, don't open it, man. They'll all fall out. We have a letter full of pubic hair. Look how long that is.
Oh.
Imagine being a girl and having to suck on that. Those long...
I think about
he needs
that.
A Manscaped ball wipe.
A Manscaped
yeah, you need a fucking Manscaped, brother. Michael's trying.
Right, Michael?
Michael's trying at something.
Michael needs scissors.
Look, his strength is failing. He's using scissors now.
Be careful.
Not fast enough.
Be careful.
Cranky. Cranky boy pulling at the sides, trying to open the box. He's tired. It's hard.
He wants to lie down and have ice cream. He's pulling a letter. He's pulling a letter. Letter says, "Hello, boys. Greetings from Sweden. I wanted to send you something to show my appreciation and say thanks for entertaining me. It's a cool stone or wall decoration I bought but never used. Maybe it could be good in Michael's house. Have a good one. Jonas from Sweden." Jonas!
Jonas!
You fucking legend, you dude. That fucking, is a good
thank
gift.
Thank you. You're a rad dude.
Yeah, thank you, dude. Anyone else in there? Any drugs? No? Okay.
Oh, this is right down Michael's alley.
Yeah, Michael will
correct.
Love this. He's going to fucking wear that as a cloak.
This is
oh, there's like a little hovering
this
man.
This is my new bed sheet.
Wear it as a cloak. Wear it as a fucking cloak, man.
Look,
one more, eh? We'll go fucking one more. Come. Oh, this one's quite heavy. All right, last PO unboxing. We have this huge parcel. Surely no one can beat that. Pass me the scissors.
Oh, I don't like the way that exploded.
That is anthrax.
Do you reckon?
You are?
It's a vacuum cleaner thing.
Oh, it's not concrete, is it?
I think it's a vacuum cleaner thing, and I'm not willing to dig into it.
Hang on, let's go
to find out what's in there. All right, we got sent a vacuum bag full of shit. We're going to have to open this outside next week, and we'll film it and post it to the Instagram page. Okay? But we're not opening this in here because Michael has asthma and I don't want him getting sick.
Thank you, Marty. All right.
All right. One more letter, eh? we love our fan letters. Tell us how much you like us, please. Tell us how much you love us, please. We need it. All right. Here we have... Jackson Gately and Andrew Babich have photoshopped Donald Trump's and Hillary Clinton's heads on some bikini bodies. Yeah, very
that's,
clever.
That's creative.
Yeah, that's cool. It looks real pretty genuine too. I actually thought it was Trump for a bit.
They look hot.
Mm. So thank you for that. Great work. And the rest will be for
fuck,
next
let's
week.
Let's get that box open.
All right, one more. Just because, you know.
It's Christmas.
We're addicts. Oh, dude. Yes. Yeah,
treats.
Yeah, dude. I remember we got a DM from the sugar shop that so they hungry, said that they've dude. Sent us some shit. Look how excited Michael is right now. Dude, I think there's going to be some good shit in here. It looks like a really like yummy, you know, there's like boutique lolly stores.
Oh, dude, I'm so hungry. Man.
Oh, man. Everyone go and check out the sugar shop on Instagram. I don't know what their handle is. Hopefully they'll have it in there. Just be careful. Just be careful, okay? And so you get the blade of it. Okay.
I tried, dude.
Yeah, and then you cut it along there.
I tried.
Can I make a suggestion?
Who?
Oh, I'm so hungry.
I would wash your hands before eating any of that.
Oh, why?
Fuck that.
Because you've had dust and you've had pubes.
Oh, look at this, Matt. You're going to be fucking... Here we go. Can't, all right, here's a care package in
what is
there.
It? Is it concrete?
Wrap. Oh, yes!
Bubble wrap. Oh, look at this. Thanks for the laughs. Love the Sugar Shop. www.thesugarshop.com.au.
Woo!
You want some fucking sugar delivered to your front doorstep.
Show us the
package. Oh, look at this. Look at this package. So pretty and beautiful. We got
yes! We love sugar.
Chewable warheads. We got liquor stick candies. Whatever that is, we got fucking...
I'm eating now.
Oh, man, brain lick. I'm so taking hungry. Some of these for Esther as well.
Watch out for your puke.
Extreme set. Look at this massive gobstopper. Mm. Whoa! A gobstopper the size of a fucking cricket ball, cunt. That's what they've got.
You could use that for a video.
Do you remember these fucking tattoo gum?
I used to collect them.
Yes. All right, we will divide this evenly when this podcast is over, my friend. Thank you so much, The Sugar Shop. Everyone, if you want fucking some sweets and shit delivered in a beautiful little box and great variety, thesugarshop.com.au. Fuck, check them out. Thank you so much. Cat on the back. Everyone give yourselves a cat on the back and round of a fucking applause.
That's good. I needed that.
All right. Since we've been going for like 2 hours, we will resume the explaining segment next week. And other than that, that's
it's
it.
It's time for the prank call.
It's time
prank
for, call time. It's time for, it's, look. Adventure time!
Which and, is prank call time.
And this week, I'm going to call the Brisbane City Council because we got this thing called curbside collection. And it's dangerous, man. It's trip hazard.
People, yeah,
it's going to genuinely complain because I don't want to see people hurting themselves.
And it's just, it's rubbish on the street that shouldn't be on the street. That's the agree.
And I'm going to be doing it as Dakota, our beloved vegan.
Nothing wrong with vegans.
No, what would you call activist. People like that?
SJW, social justice warrior.
Yeah, social justice warrior.
Yeah, 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 exactly. That's what I am. All right, I should probably put my phone on private just in case the Brisbane City Council hates me. Imagine if like somehow they fucking like found out who I was and like cut off my fucking power and that.
Oh, fuck off,
hey, seriously.
Well, they didn't like cut the grass at your local park.
That could happen, cunt.
That'd get out of control.
All right, here we go. Yeah. It's Coda. Hey.
Thank you for calling the Brisbane City Council. Calls may be recorded for quality purposes, and we may need to collect your personal information.
No, you won't be doing that. Thank you.
Or to help us improve our service delivery to you. To learn about our privacy policy, visit www.brisbane.qld.gov.au.
I already know your privacy policy off the heart.
Good afternoon, Brisbane City Council. This is Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. My name's Dakota, and before we start, can I just like make sure that nothing gets recorded or whatever that thing said at the start of the call? Just said to mention like if I don't want it recorded in that. Because it's quite a private issue.
I've stopped the recording. That's all good.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Look, I'm just calling.
Pleasure.
I'm calling in regards to you know, like curbside collection and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, just around my neighbourhood, a few weeks ago, like some of the curbside stuff out on the streets was sort of creeping out onto the footpath, and it was actually becoming quite dangerous. And I saw at least three or four people trying to walk along the footpath, and like they had to like go around it. Do you know what I mean? Like they had to actually stop. And like and look up and then like veer to the left and make like a semicircle around the objects. And like I didn't see anyone trip, but I just thought like, you know, that's actually pretty dangerous. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm just trying to like think of others, because you know, that's just how I am. But also like I realized that like some of the paint on some of the furniture and stuff is like coming off onto the grass. And that's actually, I don't know if you know much about like chemicals and stuff, but yeah, that can actually kill the grass. So like, yeah.
Okay. So this has occurred in the past, has it?
What was that? Sorry?
This was in the past. It's not happening right now.
Look, it happened a few weeks ago, but okay. I just was driving to work today and I noticed some curbside collection driving to work, and it was the same issue, like driving through a completely different suburb, and there was like tables and stuff. Like I think I saw like a table partially on the footpath. Do you know what I mean? Like, so like, I don't know what to, like I'm panicking nearly just thinking, imagine if a blind person or something like that, or a deaf person or something, or someone disabled or something like that was walking along and like fell over or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy, especially with magpie season.
So are you wanting me to put through an obstruction on the footpath?
I think what I'm trying to do is just sort of make you guys aware that maybe curbside isn't the right way to maybe go about things, and like maybe think about the environment and that, because like maybe for you guys in your generation, it's okay. But for my generation coming through in about 20, 30 years, trust me, we're going to be feeling these environmental damages. And yeah, it just seems like people that are older don't really get that. And like, it's really starting to stress me out a little bit. Do you sort of know where I'm coming from there, or...
So do you want me to put in a report, an issue or a complaint about curbside collection?
Actually, that would be great if you could do that. And if you could maybe send that to like the head person, like, because if you send that to someone under the head person, like it'll probably just get thrown in the bin or something, because I've had to do these reports before. Like I had the same complaint last year for curbside, and wouldn't you know it, curbside happened again this year, even though I complained and it was a formal complaint and all of that. Even though I did that, curbside still is happening and I'm starting to freak out. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, just to let you know that it's probably going to be more than one person to stop curbside collection. So much as I understand your complaint, it wouldn't just take one person to stop the whole of Brisbane having curbside collection.
Well, what's the point of the reports then, if my reports do nothing?
We can still put the report through. I just want you to know that if we don't take your details, we can't contact you and tell you the result of the request. Because you mentioned you don't want your details to be passed on.
And like, just for the like the environment stuff.
To someone.
With the environment, do you know what I'm saying about that? Like, because like honestly, sometimes a mattress or something will sit on the grass, and like the grass becomes like a bit yellow and that, and like. dogs and stuff need to eat grass to live. Like, the people need to eat that grass, and so do animals. So, like, it's just so bad for the environment. And the toxins and stuff, they get washed off and run into the gutters, and then you can imagine the fish trying to inhale that. Like, that's not good for anything or anyone. Do you know what I'm sort of trying to say there, or...?
Yes, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but what I'm trying to say to you is for me to put this through and you to get a response, we'll need to take your details.
I'm not comfortable with you guys taking my details, okay, just because I know my privacy laws and I'm...
Okay, well, let me just interrupt you for a moment and explain. If I don't take your details, I will put the complaint through, but there's no way you'll know the response. I can't contact you and say, hey, by the way, I've got a response. You won't know because we haven't got your details. So, yes, your complaint will be passed on, but you won't ever know what we have to tell you.
Well, I'll know the response because next year, if curbside's on again, that will be your response. I'll know that you guys have just thrown my report straight in the bin, even though I've just told you about all of the environmental issues that can happen and all about the disabled people could be falling over and breaking their limbs and God knows what else and even hurt their heads. They could even hurt their heads.
With any changes to any policy within council, like a curbside collection, we would need more than one person to affect the whole of Brisbane, a very large city. One person would not make a difference without contacting you to talk to you about it.
So maybe I should start protesting or something? Is that what you're saying? Like maybe I should get some more people?
No, not at all. I'm just saying if you want to talk to somebody about this, I'll need to take your details. If I put it through anonymously, I can't tell you what the answer is. I don't know the answer. I'm only the person on the phone giving you information that I can transfer through to the waste team.
Look, Sharon, I totally understand where you're coming from, okay? But I've given you my first name, and that's all I'm willing to do just because of privacy laws and everything and also storing my information and et cetera, et cetera. I'm not comfortable with that at the moment.
No, that's all right. I just want you to know I'm happy to put the request through, but it's not necessarily going to stop curbside collection.
I understand. So I feel like you're trying to tell me like to protest and stuff. So
No, not at all. I'm not telling you anything. Please do not put words in my mouth because I'm not saying
you
that.
Sort of said that one person isn't going to make a difference. So I'm sort of guessing from that I need a large group of people to protest the streets about curbside.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that one person is not going
sort
to...
sort of are. So.
One complaint is not going to change curbside collection for the whole of Brisbane.
Exactly.
Let me get the details and I'll put the request through and pass it on. I don't want you to expect curbside collection to stop, though. That's what I'm trying to prepare you for.
Okay, well, that's just crazy. I don't understand how I'm the only one doing this. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. I see paint on the grass and stuff. It's just nuts.
So what's the address where we need this for?
So in some of the north side suburbs is where I'm specifically...
I need an address. I can't just put north side suburbs because my system needs a street number and a street name.
Okay, Aspley. Let's start with Aspley.
And the street name?
I'm not sure of the street names. I can drive past and find that out for you because I can remember where it was exactly. But street names and stuff, I'm just not comfortable saying over the phone because you know, with privacy laws, et cetera, and information storing and stuff, I just can't do that. So
I need to advise you that the council has no record of the property if we haven't got a street name. We need a number and a street name. I'm sorry. I can't put it through without that.
Thank you for apologizing.
Well, Sharon, thank you. First of all, thank you for apologizing on behalf of the Brisbane City Council. But look, with the street names and stuff, look, maybe I will just have to send some text messages and try and go to universities and rally some students and maybe see if we can all put in a big report together, like something like that, and see if we can make something happen there because this is one of the biggest issues in the world. And no one is even talking about it. I see on the news 24/7 coronavirus this, coronavirus that, but no one is talking about curbside and how dangerous it is for deaf and blind people and people in wheelchairs. And also the environment. You can't think about the environment when you're putting rubbish on the grass.
All right. I'm sorry I can't proceed any further with this.
That's
one.
Okay. Look, Sharon, you've done the best you can. And honestly, like seriously, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. Like honestly, even just you listening to me, I feel a little bit better. So thank you so much for that. But yeah, I'm just letting you know that, that what is going on is incredibly selfish from this Brisbane City Council. And like, the environment is suffering a great deal. So we need to sort of put a stop to that. But don't worry. I'll see what I can do. Don't worry. You'll be hearing from me again. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Well, you take good care, won't you?
No worries, Sharon. You have a lovely evening, okay?
You too. And you. Thank you.
See you later. Bye, Sharon.
Bye.
Oh, dude. I fucking hate her.
So hard to listen to.
She is such... Not Sharon. Dakota.
Why?
I don't know, man, but she grinds my gears.
I'd still do it.
Oh my God, you're fucking me. You're fucking me. You're fucking me. You're fucking me. It hurts. Please stop. That's what it would be like. I don't shave anything. My breasts are hairier than my head.
Oh, dude.
Anyway, that's the fucking prank call and a cat on the back and a big round of applause because everybody's here. Yes, everybody's here today. Great work. Also, guys, there's a fucking secret. There's a secret on the table. Who can guess what's out of place? Comment below. Don't forget to comment and share and like the video. Show it to your friends and neighbors and everything else that happens. Don't forget to subscribe to the website if you want like to see us shit. And if you want, buy some Manscaped shit, all right? Man, fuck hell. Look at this. We have virus, virus in a test tube and we have Michael's armpit hair in a wax ball.
Yeah, all of it.
That's crazy, man.
We're the best.
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 Oh, all right.
Fucking hell, man.
That was a long one.
Yeah, I had to try and end it. She was being too like...
Too persistent.
Yeah, she's being too helpful.
Too kind.
Good at her job. I can't believe she didn't fire up a bit more, eh?
She did a little.
I wish she fired up a bit more.
She did a little where she was like, don't put words in my mouth.
Don't put words in my mouth. Shut up, Sharon. Fucking idiot. No, I'm kidding, Sharon. You handled that very well.
I gotta go home. I'll see you guys later.
Exactly.
He's bounding backwards now. I can see him out the door. Oh, he's seen someone. He's hiding in the bushes.
Pregnant.
See you next week.